And we're going live. This is Dr. Bill Deagle's hour number two on Thursday, the 20th. And I have my amazing guest, Greg Ford. I think you should be almost my co-host. Because when I'm not doing, I know today you almost tried to kind of exit out because you're doing book signings. But luckily you were kind enough to actually show up. Otherwise, they'd have to listen to an entire hour of monologue Deagle. Because some of my other guests, like my guy's regularly on hour two on Thursdays, he's got health and other issues overwhelming him. But I love having you on, and I love having the people you brought on with you. Although some are a little bit afraid of Deagle, even though they're pretty hyper too, like Susan Lindauer. Barbara Honegger is waiting. I sent her another link this morning of a video about April Gallup, and I think I've tracked down where the audio files are. April, by the way, I interviewed her, must be at least 10 years ago. And she was the lady who's actually a military officer in the Intersector, Sector 2, the Pentagon, and with her little child there beside her. And she went logged on her computer. As soon as she hits the go button on her computer, she went, phew, got knocked out. She thought maybe she set off a bomb. But in fact, what happened is there was debris from the ceiling landed on her and her child, and the people that alerted the floor collapse in the building, the rooms above, and a lot of these people, they had to dig them out of the debris. And she couldn't even find her child, so she asked other people to help her, and she helped them, and eventually both of them wanted to take off out of the room. But she told me that before, for months beforehand, that there was debris on the floor of the sector beside hers where they're working on the sector, the Sector 1, and putting Kevlar windows and titanium girders in from a British company, hardening that sector, and there were aircraft parts on the floor and black boxes before 9/11. Now, 9/11 was a demolition. There are bombs in the building. There's no such thing of the delusion of a wide-body jet striking the light poles and coming into the Pentagon. There may have been a missile hit the outer sector in an area that was way far away from where she was, but the area she was, there was a bomb placed in the inner sector that blew her up. And by the way, when it blew up this area, it blew up what's called the records area for the Pentagon. So initially, 2.3 trillion with a T, T, remember T now, not B, not a B, but a T, dollars disappeared. That's a budget for the Pentagon for black op projects, including Bechdel Corporation that makes underground, deep underground military bases. Very appropriate term, dumb. And, of course, I did a show the other day with my special guest, Mark Gaffney, and put up the patents for the NTBMs, were nuclear tunnel boring machines, because I took care of the tunnel boring boys because I was one of their doctors. I took care of the people at Space Command, Missile Defense Command, and classified projects. So this is not Dr. Deagle's delusional kind of ideas, or I want to feel real special, so I want to tell people weird crap. I went through this crap, okay? This is my life. And it's not open to your damned opinion. I'm not going to use the G in front of it, but it's not open to your damned opinion. This is just the way it is, okay? So I want people to understand, we have a grand jury that's impaneled in New York. I talked to Dan Sheehan. He can't come on the show because he's actually one of the senior attorneys there. He's, by the way, a Jesuit, but he's a guy in heart, and he's a smart guy. We're going to have Barbara Honegger back on the program, but I'm trying to get up her audio file for April. I want to play that when we have her back on the show because you got to understand, Dr. Deagle has a photographic memory. I'm a pack rat, so I keep everything. I don't lose audio files or anything. I've got it somewhere. And I've had a wide range of experience, and as I say, I do not have a cape and in a spandex suit that's fireproof and can't fly at the speed of light, but intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. And that may tick people off. People think, you're just arrogant, Deagle. No, I am Superman, okay? And I am that way because I have to be at the time of the end, because this is the end of human history. This is the end of the show. And whether or not it's a 2.5% lethal or 17%, which is what we think it is, the SARS coronavirus, it's going to result this year, as it has already in China, causing medical martial law. We're now moving toward the world ID and the mark of the beast. And if you think I don't know about it, I know everything. I don't know some of it here, a little bit there, like Alex Jones or Mike Adams or the guys, Steve Quayle and other people. They know a good piece here and a good piece there, like a piece of the puzzle. Dr. Deagle knows everything, including the spiritual side of it, the geopolitical side, the Druidic Council 13, the actual ancient wars that happened in the galaxy and so on. I know everything. And people need to understand this. When they listen to me on the show, they realize, like, shut up and let your guest speak. You're going to get to speak. In fact, if you don't get to speak now more, we'll get you on the weekend. But you got to understand, people, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not going to hear it on any other show on Genesis Network when I get back there. You're not going to hear it on anything on YouTube that shows you more information and more truth than my shows. That is not possible. And my co-hosts, I consider co-prophets. People like yourself, Greg, or I call you Prophet Apostle Greg. You know, God said there's 24 hours before the throne of the Most High God. 12 of those was at the start of his ministry, on earth. And guess what? There's 12 at the end. And guess what? You're one of those 12. Did you know that?
Well, I think I do now. Thank you, Bill.
Well, don't thank me. Don't thank me. Because you see, I'm just like the, if you want to call, I'm like the guy doing the house cleaning of God's kingdom, okay? I'm the bait bucket guy. I'm not the fisherman. I carry the bait bucket. And I'm a sorry character because, remember, God said to me before he sent me back from heaven, he said, Bill, I want you to go back. And I said, I really don't want to go back, God. He said, and then he showed me a nuclear war over Earth, right, especially over America. And then when he put me on my side of the clouds, and he said, now, if you go back and do evil, I'll destroy you. And I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go back even if you destroy me. I said, in danger of losing my place in your kingdom because I love you so much. He showed me tens of thousands of worlds, which if it was lineal time, it would be like being with God for a millennium. Okay? So I know things to know how other human beings have written, writing poetry, music, or anything about that's ever been written in history. And I'm going to start releasing it this year after 60 years of being silent on it. Okay? So you might think you think that you know how much Deagle knows. You get a teeny-weeny fraction of what I've released in the past. What I'm going to do now is the mother load. It's coming. And I want people to understand, when I say people, I respect you like you're not just a great author and a survivor of a rendition and a stroke afterward caused by these maniacs trying to wipe your brain clean with, you know, the MKUltra project. You're a survivor and you're also a saved Christian. And you probably had a really intense near-death experience where you got to see God or know he was there for you despite the fact that they're taking your carcass and bringing you home and trying to wipe your brain clean with toxic chemicals. That's why you're going to write these books called The Trilogy of the Copper Green. People need to realize you and I didn't go through hell for nothing. I mean, my life has been, I've been living hell since the moment I was born DOA 68 years ago. It's been not pleasant. But guess what? I love God so much, I will suffer for him and I'll even die for the human race, not just physically. I put my eternal soul on the line, which is why he said, when you go back and do evil, I will shake your ugly human carcass and I'll make you a son again, for you are my prophet, and by the words I will give you, you will save millions, countless millions, from going to the place of eternal destruction. Okay, and 29 years ago, he actually showed me the abyss. So I want you to understand, people, I know things that no other prophet, no other intel agent, no other person who's ever lived knows. And I'm going to release it this year, in the next few years. All right? Go ahead.
Okay, now, one bit of good news in all of this is I'm launching a smaller show, okay, than I have had before, but it's going to be an informative show, and it's going to be updated with all the latest information that I can get a hold of.
Wait, now are you going to put it like on YouTube, or where are you going to put it?
Right, just on the... on your show, okay, launch on your show, and also at NPR. So,
By the way, if you grab those files, if you grab the NPR files, I'll post them through my network, because you got to understand what I'm doing. I've developed some new stuff. I'm working with my guy Simon Tigerson, and I'm developing what's called a nonlinear AI, okay? Now, you got to understand, I have lots of skill sets, including advanced nuclear technology and artificial intelligence. And what I'm doing now is I'm probably going to be one of the first broadcasters that does simultaneous audio and video. So we start on March 2nd, which is a week and a half from now, 2 weeks from now, less than that now. It's actually a week and a day. I will be doing live shows on Genesis 15 hours a week, plus about parallel with those 15, I'll be doing video, and I'll be doing many additional video hours 7 days a week. And those things go out simultaneously right now like it is right now today. Vimeo, live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and I put it up on what's called Brighteon.com as well, so they can't freaking get rid of the files, plus they're all stored in my hard drive securely so the buggers can't get rid of them, because I got threatened after I brought Barbara Honegger on, and I talked about the state of it's a real hell, and I remember I'm a Hebrew, I'm a Jewish descendant and a Hebrew Kohanim descendant, and they threatened me, how dare you threaten, we're going to threaten to take your thing off YouTube. The people of YouTube are freaking evil, nutty bastards, okay? And they got to understand, when I got taken off of Twitter, I threatened to sue them again. And guess what? Within 2 hours of me threatening them, we're so sorry. They put me back up to realize messing with Deagle is a really bad idea. I'm a legal expert as well as a pro se litigant expert, and I'm going to take the buggers down, okay? And same with YouTube. If you're listening to me right now, you need to pay attention, YouTube. You do not want to mess with Deagle. You'd be better off having the devil himself after you than Deagle if you piss me off. How's that?
Well,
if you're not a warrior for God, you're not worth his being. You're not a five star general. And by the way, if anybody thinks being a Christian is easy, being a real Christian is Delta Force. If you think being a Christian is milk and cookies, you're not a Christian. You're rapping on the door that you think is heaven, but your knuckles are not in a fireproof glove and your knuckles are on fire. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. And people think, well, oh yeah, with the SARS epidemic. Look, I contacted my colleagues about the SARS, Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bob Goldman, and I gave them a video and they didn't like it because they said, well, you're promoting your products too much and you're showing all your qualifications. I said, duh. People need to respect what I have to say and that I have the solution for the problem, which is not only the first line defense kit and additional things, but also quantum testing that before you even do PCR, so you know from the quantum frequencies in our body, which is, you don't even have to have physical contact, and then you do PCR on them with the tests, we, by the way, have the CDC are so damned effective, they're no damn good at all. That's why they got to build a new one. And then you got to isolate them, not for 14 days, but 30, and give them suppressive technology so they don't not only infect someone else, because the R-naught score is really high. It's 6.7. Now, when they completely shut down China, they dropped the R-naught to 3.7 from 6.7 by literally welding the doors of apartment buildings and telling people they can't go outside their home or go to a restaurant or go to a grocery store, which means it's not going to stop it. China's going to collapse, period, okay? China communists are freaking done. They're done. And our nations, if we don't take my advice, which is going to be able to contain this properly and stop people from dying, and again, it doesn't matter if it's 17% lethal or 2.5, because their ultimate goal is to get the mark of the beast and track us all and get a chip in us. It's to force vaccinate us and to track where we are every freaking square meter we go. And if we cross the state line, they want to know where the hell we are. If you think I'm making this up, you're going to be saying, I wish I believed Deagle when he said that years ago. Now, dear, we're in a lineup to have our heads taken off. Guess what, people? Wake up. The government, if you think the government is your nanny state, the nanny state is a big bad wolf, and he's dressed up in granny's clothes, but he loves human flesh. Right?
That's a good way to describe it. So, right.
So let's get into it. I want to get into your comments today. I'm on a bit of a rant, but I want people to know I'm very energized because the more I watch these videos, even late at night, about what's going on with SARS Corona, it doesn't matter if it's as lethal as 1918, which is 2.5% or 17. I think it's much more lethal. And even the survivors that survived the infection, they've got permanent neurological and respiratory damage. Some of these people get post-polio syndrome years later, 30, 40 years later, because they had such bad damage to their nervous system or their lungs caused by the infection. And they survived it all right, but they're a friggin' mess. So you have to understand, this is not a minor thing. And by the way, this virus, because it's an RNA, will mutate. Some people have actually done strain analysis, and there's up to 20 different substrains of SARS coronavirus COVID-19 in their bodies that have genes from HIV, which is like getting a cold and getting AIDS. But this virus is going to keep mutating to less lethal and more lethal strains, but it's the most infective virus in human history. You can cough at somebody 30 yards away and get it, or you can have sewage back up 10 floors to a building and get it directly from backed up sewage in your toilet. That's how damned infective this is. It's crazy. Right?
Now, are you going to mention, Bill, to your listeners, the Epstein-Barr virus that is running rampant?
You're talking about the Epstein-Barr virus of the Agent Epstein and Mr. Barr, the now Attorney General who is running rampant around Trump?
Which is producing unbelievable news today.
Well, Mr. Barr is, by the way, he's going to end up with a geopolitical beheading. Because right now the main thing is this crazy female judge that puts charges against Mr. Stone, which, by the way, I interviewed a number of times in my show and on video. Roger Stone just died to oppose the New World Order and was best friends. And by the way, was probably the brilliant guy that engineered the approach of Donald Trump in his campaign to actually become president. And that's why they're extremely angry at him, because the Globe will say, how dare this guy, Roger Stone? He applied his brilliance to get that freaking guy, Trump, elected. And there's no forgiveness from the deep state and the reptilians that run it, you know? from the chief reptilian, the queen herself. By the way, I saw a recent series about the queen called The Crown. These people are devilish. And her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, he said in 1988, I'm going to come back as a virus like Corona, COVID-19, and I'm going to slay the human race. Do you know he actually said that publicly as a member of the World Wildlife Federation? He said it publicly. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're making it up. He said, can you read? I learned to read at 3 years of age. If you can't read now, you probably won't get wiser. Right?
Yes, that's correct. So, at this point, I'm beginning to wonder, okay, and when I get suspicious, this goes back to my intelligence days, okay, what is going on, really going on, okay, in Washington, all right? We have Roger Stone, who I readily admit, that he had some very salient points, and he had some real access to very good information.
Right.
All right. And so... What I don't understand is now he obviously fell afoul of the Robert Mueller investigation.
Now, yeah, it wasn't Mueller. It was the attorney that was on his senior staff. Or what's his name? The senior attorney that worked with Mueller, because Mueller was brainless. He was like a guy with the early dementia who didn't even remember parts of his own report that had his name on it. It was ridiculous. It's like when you're listening. It's like listening to somebody who went to a senior home that can't remember the names of his grandchildren.
Are you talking the Connecticut
attorney?
Right. Okay. Right. Taylor.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. People need to understand this. They just stamped his name on the report so it would look believable. You know. And to be honest with you, all these people. If I was advising the president, the first thing I do is I wouldn't declare martial law, but I'd declare what I call an anti-coup law or an executive order. I'd say number one, MSLSD. Criminal News Network, all you journalists have actually tried to do a coup, you're going to wear orange. You're going to civil detention camp and you're going to stay there. Number two, if you publish things, including Mr. Bezos with the Washington Post, we're going to seize your billions and we're going to put you in civil detention camp until everything kind of settles, which may be years from now. The problem we have right now is Trump has been too damn tolerant of this crap. We should have never had an impeachment hearing. Nancy Pelosi needs to be in a psych ward, dealing with her and having exorcisms to deal with the Draco reptilian entities that make her want to kill and eat babies, because she's a pedophile, okay? She's involved with demonic ceremonies. You know that? She's an evil bitch. Crazy bitch.
This is Nancy Pelosi, correct?
Yes. She's a crazy, evil bitch involved with Pizzagate, okay? And the same with, look at Schiff. This guy looks like the devil is causing pressure inside his head, so his eyes are bugging out in the front. And even abuses his gay lover now. I don't abuse people that are of alternate sex, but, you know, if you're going to be an alternate sex, at least treat your partner decently. Don't treat him like crap. But he beat the crap out of his black lover and didn't treat him like a human being, okay? That's disgusting. I know some people that are, quote, alternative sex are actually nicer people than so-called straight people. So I don't go and persecute them because they're just alternative sex. But I can tell you, this guy is a nut, and he's a dangerous nut. Then we got idiots that are high-level members of the so-called secret doors like Swalwell. He's got a good name. You can't swallow it well, right? Because this guy's a devil. And he's there really arrogant. We're going to take all your guns. I'm thinking, yes, you can have my gun, only you can get it one bullet at a time. Would you like that? You can have my gun one bullet at a time.
Well, I've been saying all along, okay, I was suspicious of the Robert Mueller investigation, mainly because Robert Mueller had been appointed to that position as the head of the FBI, okay, by Hillary Clinton, all right? The Clintons and Hillary Clinton specifically, all right? Now, I think everybody remembers this.
Right.
Is that the Bush crime family had a deep affection for Hillary Clinton, okay? And in fact, they said that that if they had a daughter, they would have wanted her to be exactly like Hillary Clinton.
Well, you got to understand now. Okay, let me explain who Hillary Clinton is. And I've done a little bit of this before, but I'll give more. Her family are called the Rodhams, R-O-D-H-A-M. And they were been wizards for hundreds of years back in the United Kingdom. Now, you have to understand, if you're a high-level demonic mason, the most powerful and evil thing you can do is actually curse your descendants to be indwelt by transdimensional entities, and you have to do it with human sacrifice of primarily children. So if you remember the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes.
Well, what I asked 5 years ago for God to give me a revelation, because 20 years ago I met Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton when they brought a Marine One helicopter, and I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor. So I was invited to a private meeting between Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and his White House staff at the Dakota Ridge High School, right? And when she walked out, I held her hand and said, now, I don't need to take ayahuasca or magic mushrooms. Dr. Deagle is a weird beast, okay? Having died multiple times, my astral eyes and ears are completely open, so I see the spirit realm all the time, 24/7, okay? So I'm not like anybody you'll ever meet, okay? God's resurrected my sorry carcass multiple times. Now, I'm no specialer than the little black baby that's going to be aborted in 2 or 3 hours in, say, New York, just because his mama is black and they're near the abortuary for Planned on Parenthood, right? So every human being to me is of infinite value. But God has taken my sorry carcass because he knew once he energized me, I'm such a pain in the butt. Literally, I have my, what's called my I got my PIB certificate from the Most High God, pain in the butt certificate, that I have what's called my galactic level PIB certificate, that I'm energized and completely fearless of not only people killing me, but even dying spiritually. And God said, you know what? I realize that even if I guide spiritually because I do God's will, he'd resurrect my sorry carcass, even my soul. So I want people to understand this. So I asked a guy, I said, how did Hillary happen? And this little girl, very innocent little girl, about 8 years of age, they brought her to a home in New England in the vision that I had, very open vision. And they brought her down a spiral staircase to a basement where they had a ceremony going on. They had this weird organ music going on. And they had a big black obsidian stone with a little boy strapped to it, stark naked and drugged. And they had a bunch of people in red hoods on with goat head staffs, and they were actually marching around in a circle saying the Lord's Prayer in Latin backwards. Now, I know how to do reverse speech, and I'm kind of a strange kid. My brother, me, and Kevin played with what's called my dad's reel-reel tape recorder, and at 4, I managed to take it apart and put it back together. But I learned if I pulled the tape through the thing, I learned how to do reverse speech, right? So I could actually do reverse speech. I could actually... You can say something forward, and I can say it backwards. So if you recorded it, I can actually record something and play it backwards, and it would sound like forward speech. You follow me? So I can understand what these buggers are saying in Latin, because I know how to speak Latin, right? So I realize they're saying a demonic ceremony, and when you do reverse speech, your incantations are demonic. You're trying to induce Satan. And what they did is they actually had this little boy they were going to sacrifice, and they had a knife that looked like a scabbard, with like a snake, because it had a wiggle to the knife. And they're going to cut his heart out, and feed the blood and the heart to Hillary Clinton, and then curse her to be indwelt by a Draco Reptilian, a disembodied entity from the star system Alpha Draconis, which are the ancient rulers of Earth. Earth was ruled for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years, by Draco Reptilians from the star system Alpha Draconis. Okay? People need to know that. The evil on Earth is exoplanetary and extra-dimensional. It's not originating with human souls. It's not just greedy people or perverted people. It's extra-dimensional and exoplanetary. Do you follow me? And the Catholic Church, as it is right now, it says, behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. Do you know what that actually is? The Catholic Church in the 3rd century took over the way, which was the way of Jesus, and absorbed, because the Romans decided, you know, we can't fight these damn Christians anymore. We'll take it over and make it totally pagan. So 90% of the new people joining the Catholic Church, they changed all the dates. They even made Sunday the holy day, rather than Sabbath, right? Because the Sunday is the day that was literally appointed for King Apollo, which is the king of Mars. Do you know that, right?
Yes,
right. Now, Apollo, the phallic symbol in front of the Vatican, the monument in front of the Vatican, is actually the erect penis of Apollo when they died in an ancient galactic war with the Draco Reptilians. Do you know that? And the planet between Mars and Jupiter used to be called Tiamat. It was hit by a giant asteroid and blown into the asteroid belt. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Right. Now, you have to understand, you think Dr. Deagle knows a little bit? You can ask me a question on anything in the universe, and if I don't have an answer right away, because I don't, remember, I only know about 10 to 50% of things, God will tell me the answer while you're asking the question to prove it's not Deagle answering it, it's God through Deagle. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Right. So you got to understand, I'm unique like my ancestor Moshe. In fact, when they came before the congregation, Aaron and Miriam said, are we not also prophets, you know, because they think being a prophet is somebody that kind of knows a few scriptures and seems to be logical and understands God. No one fully understands God. God is beyond the knowledge and the wisdom of the average human being, right? But I have more knowledge and more wisdom than most human beings ever lived because God brought me to heaven. I've been there multiple times. And I can tell you right now, what happened is Moses was there, and when that happened, Miriam got struck with leprosy. Now, God gave a word of knowledge to Moses and said, now, if you take Miriam, who is outside the congregation now because she's got leprosy, she can't come in because she'll spread it, and you take her hand and put it inside your garment, and when you take it out, I will have healed her. And then they heard the voice of God saying from the pillar of fire, said, there's not one among you such as my servant Moses, eye to eye, hand to hand, mouth to mouth, as I speak to a man. Now, that's what kind of relationship I have with God. So when he wants to tell me, that, like sitting at my desk 2.5 years ago to get a vision about the Russian nukes in Larchiel Island, I'm sitting here, knucklehead that I am, and all of a sudden I'm seeing Russian long-range Antonov jets landing on a two-mile runway in Nicaragua in Larchiel Island, and I see Russian nuclear submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River. So I call my friend John W. Spring. Now, this is not one of... I'm putting hundreds of these events in my private videos, my Vimeo collection, and they'll be part of my book, Clay and Iron, when it resurrects as a disc. You'll see these little video clip links. So you go and watch and say, oh my gosh, is this guy Deagle real? And I'm bringing forth poll prophets. Like, you're going to do your little show with NPR. People only go so far. They're just curious to know who the heck is Greg Ford and see if they can spin it and maybe kind of give you an alternate viewpoint. Like, I'm watching the guy from WHO, who's saying, don't worry, we got control of things, everything's good. And I'm watching this guy, Fauci. You ever watch Fauci? He's got a very reptilian look to him, like, yeah. He almost, if you think he stuck his tongue, it would be forked, right? So here's Fauci telling you. And I can tell you right now, you and I know, Trump needs to fire every one of these bastards that's around him that supports big tech, the Center for Disease Creation, the World Horrors Organization, all these other monsters are working for big tech. Within 3 hours, when the virus got down to a lab owned by and connected to directly Bill Gates in San Diego, they said they had a vaccine for the SARS coronavirus. Do you know that? 3 hours, not 3 days or 3 months, 3 hours. And you think, last year, Bill Gates and his buddies did a video and projected that with the spread of the virus, the SARS, by the way, he mentioned in his video last year, 65 million dead, right? And, of course, you know this is going to be involved with the New World Order because they want to force this into medical martial law. It doesn't matter if it's 2.5% dead or 10% or 15%. The most important thing is that the spread's like hell and they can't stop it because you've got a pre-symptomatic phase where the virus spreads like crazy and then you need medical martial law to stop it from damn well spreading. So it doesn't matter if it's 2% dead or 10% dead. It spreads and you can't stop it with even quarantining people because you know they got a temperature and a thermal scanner in the airport putting something on their forehead like these dumb doctors in China. They're idiots, okay? And they don't even have proper test kits. I mean, the test kits they sent from the CDC are freaking useless. They know that already. Look what they did to the Diamond Princess in Japan. They got Japanese doctors talking about it. They got almost 700 people exposed and now positive with the test of the COVID-19 virus. Right?
And two dead.
Yeah, and well, two dead, but the rest of them, there's a lot of people that are very violently sick. And even if they survive, they're going to have permanent injuries caused by this virus. So remember, the real goal is not necessarily to get so many people dead. It's to get total control of the population. So it doesn't matter to me whether it's 2% lethal, like the 2.5% like the 1918 flu, or 20%. In fact, if you look at Ebola, the Ebola thing that happened a few years ago was 50% lethal, but it couldn't spread because it killed so damn fast. It couldn't spread, right? Now the new version of Ebola spreads a lot better. The new one they got out since last summer spreads like a son of a bitch. You know that, right? It's killing all the great apes and everything.
The Marburg strain.
Right. This new strain is really good. See, what you want, the sweet spot for plague, is you want to spread pretty symptomatically for, say, 2 or 3 weeks. Then you want people to get sick. And then you want to quarantine them, which is done and do freaking nothing, because you've already spread to, say, 6 or 10 people or more.
Right.
And you want it so they can eventually force the people to say, you know what, in order to stop this, we got to weld the doors to your home so you can't get out of your door, and you can't go on the road to drive like in Wuhan or in this county they have, you know, in China, or we get locked down, you know, 60 million people. They're not going to control this. The communist Chinese are surely screwed. And the effect on the world trade 5 million companies in China are going under, and it's going to shut down business around the world. And this is right before Trump gets elected, because he's done such great things to the economy. They wanted this to happen so they could destroy Trump's ability to get reelected, didn't they? Go ahead.
Okay, now, I have a different take on the WUT, the Wuhan University of Technology. Okay.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I always love a different take. And you give your take and we'll do a spin and have dialogue. Go ahead.
And as I understand it, now, the FBI swooped on the place, swooped down and arrested the Carl Lieber, Dr. Lieber, okay, who had shown up and with several of his incredible technologies, shown up at the invitation. And this is in Wuhan. Okay?
Right, yeah, but I don't know which one of the technology. I know he had a thing called lithium mesh, which is to make a brain interface, but I'm not sure what technology he gave them. But he was working with these characters, wasn't he? Along with go ahead.
Lithium wire is what I think you're referring to.
Yeah, it's called a lithium mesh. It's actually the interface directly with the cortex, right?
Yes. I think you're dealing with the neural lace. Okay?
Yeah, it's called neural lace. And what they're doing is they're trying to make a neural lace connection to your cortex with stochastic fuzzy logic cortical interface technology, it's called.
Right. To actually activate, energize the brain by a factor of 20.
Right.
But he was actually doing it. Dr. Lieber was actually the man who did it, was in the process of patenting the whole issue, and the Chinese recognized it. They offered him a complete working laboratory, unlimited budget, okay, to follow up these ideas.
Did you know the reason why? The Chinese and Mr. Xi's documents that are published about 8 or 10 years ago, before he became a full-blown emperor, publicly wanted to control the Beast computer, which is a supercomputer they talk about in Silicon Valley. That Beast computer already exists and has existed with AI since the early 1980s at Schriever Air Force Base Falcon. And in the late 1990s, under Bill Clinton, we gave that technology to a dummy company in England called Lockheed Martin Inter Sputnik to the communist Chinese and the Russians and others, Indians, so we could transfer AI technology and satellite uplinks to our LEO system. Do you know that?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I did work at one time. I did work for GE, the Star Wars, and the uplink was the big blue ball. Okay.
Right. And people have to understand this is tied into the sat phone system for the military. And, when you get a LEO satellite phone, half of the data which is transferred is controlled by low Earth orbit satellites. And we gave targeting technology to the Russian Chinese to hit us with nukes. And we also give them AI. That's why they transferred supercomputer AI. Not the good stuff we have, but some real good stuff. And the Chinese are trying to build what's called the Beast. And they wanted eventually, that's why they're working with our companies like Google and WhatsApp to make a social rating score. And eventually they want to do what we have, which is every person is a node, N-O-D-E, and they have a database linked to it with a DNA biochip that determines your tissue type, which they do every time you go to a Lodi prison camp, you get tissue typed, your genetics, your education, and all your other connections are in 360-digit numbers. Right?
Now, I can say this at this point, at this juncture, WhatsApp, okay, there's some real issues going on with WhatsApp, and it appears that the cybersecurity has been completely pushed aside with WhatsApp, and now as the DARPA group has contacted me myself, Gregory Ford, Dr. Ford, the humble owner of the guarded thought function, okay, to consider doing a walkthrough for the actual crypto security for the entire system.
Do you know why? Because Trump. That's why Trump has cut off all these five major media outlets and everything, and realized. And this includes, by the way, even Barr statements that Huawei and these cyber companies are trying to hack into every corporation, every patent we have, and they want to take over. They want to take over the Beast system because by 2025, and G's already published this in Chinese. He wants to control the Beast, which is in Revelation. It talks about, and they shall make an image of the beast, and they shall worship this image, which is a supercomputer system on the miniseries Silicon Valley. If you think they're making this up, I actually took care of the employees working on it back 26 years ago.
Okay, so where are we at now with all this as of today, Bill? Okay,
we were 3 weeks into the tribulation and the apocalypse.
Okay, so we have Roger Stone, supposedly, I doubt if he'll ever see 3 weeks in a prison, let alone 3 years. But
I think that Donald Trump, being Trump, being who he is now, Trump has got two things that are trying to push him to become the Antichrist or to make him the greatest president we ever had and probably the greatest leader on earth since King David repented after killing Uriah to take his wife. Donald Trump right now had put this treaty together for Netanyahu with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who's a wizard. And remember, these people are wizards. They study the Sephi and Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. And they are wizards. They're no different than the Trilogy of the Ring, Saruman the Magnificent summoning demons and casting spells to control the nature of the hologram we call reality. Okay? And don't underestimate the intelligence of Jared Kushner and how evil he is. They put together the USMC Treaty for Zeron 3 and the Organizational Treaty in Phase 1 for China, which they capitulated in December when they had the SARS thing breaking out. And what's going on right now is we're moving toward the Mark of the Beast, okay? And China wanted to control this system. They're now with the SARS and everything going on, and I don't know exactly what happened there, whether it was just stupidity on the part of the Chinese and this got out, because you got to make the bioweapon first, then you got to make the countermeasures. Because I have actual documents going back almost 30 years that the Chinese wanted to make race-specific bioweapons to kill non-Chinese. You know that, right?
I did know that because you said that the other day. But
right. And I actually have the documents going back 30 years. So what happens is that, you know, you got to understand a good portion of the population in China are part Mongolian. I've got Mongolian blood in me, okay, because my family on my mother's side were the Bashas that controlled the caravans that went between Damascus, Syria, and China twice a year. So I'm sure they intermarried with Mongolians. I have a Mongolian spot in part of my lower back that's right out of Mongol, right out of the people of the steppe, okay, on my own back.
So, if you have B-positive of antigen blood, okay, you are Mongol, all right?
No, I'm A-positive. That's my blood type is A-positive.
All right, okay. Because virtually all Native Americans and virtually all Mongolians, okay, actually have the B positive blood type. I have B positive, and I simply can't even donate blood in Mongolia. Okay, they don't want it. All right.
Why is that?
Because everybody is B positive. All right. they I think they have, actually, so they don't discriminate against blood donors. They actually say that they have different types of, you know, like A positive and so forth.
Yeah, but you know,
B positive.
There's major and minor antigens in your blood, by the way. When I went to Oak Ridge National Lab in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and the DNA biochip, yeah, actually not only your HLA haplotypes, but your all major and minor blood group antigen types of your blood too. When they have your marker, your beast system. So people need to realize that in stages, and that's why 5G is so damn dangerous. It not only creates e-toxins, but they're trying to create the matrix, and they have to turn the world into a cybernetic model in cyberspace right down to a tolerance of 1.5 centimeters. So they got a model of every building on Earth, and they're going to put low Earth orbit satellites. So if you walk out in your yard, these satellites will be able to see out in your yard and know what part of your yard down to a cubic meter you are and know your genetics. And because we've actually had particles falling on us from thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, they've identified every living thing on the planet, including us. So with 5G and 6G network and smart grid, they can know where you are if you're in your bedroom or on your toilet. Did you know that?
And that's what everybody is concerned about right there.
It's too late. It's already happened, okay? Now, the thing that people don't understand, including the devil, is that God is eternal, and he transcends time and space. And the devil wants to just kind of ape God and pretend he's omniscient. He's an idiot, okay? He's an arrogant, self-centered idiot, and that's the whole purpose of evil. It's always self-centered. I recognize the fact that we are an I and a we. I call it the one-I verse. And the problem is Satan, the most intelligent created being in the universe, is a narcissistic egomaniac, and he's suicidally stupid. He's very smart, but he's also suicidally, eternally stupid. So he's close to his annihilation and says, "Woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you, and great is his rage, for he knows his days of trouble are coming, and he shall be annihilated." That's coming, people. The devil and his minions are about to be destroyed. In fact, right now, we have the explosion of the supernova occurring in stages. Now, it's not going to be over a few hours like a CME from the sun in the last 2 to 4 hours. Supernova can last decades, but it's already started. The gravity waves are triggering off earthquakes all over the planet because it releases nascent water, which triggers off all the earthquakes and volcanoes in the crustal slip called the lithospheric pole shift. Get the books by Hapgood. There's 2 books out there. Path of the Poles is the latest one. It's really good to read. You have to understand, this is not open to opinion. There's so damn much science behind it. This is just the nature. Since the Earth was 4 and 5 billion years ago, how many times do you think the crustal slip of the Earth has moved based on one every roughly 25,000 years? It's moved 2 million times. Did you know that?
And nobody know now. So
you can be able to understand, these globalists know that's why they built dumbs, deep underground bases. They want to go underground whether we go to hell on the surface. They got their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. That's why they're not protecting the power grid, or they're releasing super plagues, or they're not fixing the financial system, which is ready to go pop, or anything. And that's why they want illegals to come into our country and an MS-13 to kill us. They don't want reform of their politics or figure out a system that's, they'll label it communism or capitalism. We don't have had capitalism here for 200 years. We have socialism that's creeping up to become full-force communism, and they just say they're socialists. No, they're not. They're atheistic communists. Why do young people tolerate Bernie Sanders Claus? Because they're frigging stupid. How's that? Frigging stupid. Right?
Well, okay, so where's the option? There has to be an option here.
Well, the option is real simple. Listen to the program, hear the talking points, prep up for the fact that you individually in your community need to prep up and survive this, because the majority of the population are not listening, are going to suffer, and they're going to die. And many of them are going to be taken away to civil detention camps when it gets really bad. They got places for 20 million Americans to be either sequestered away or to be beheaded. They even brought the guillotines in through a port in here in California. I have all the information on it. Over decades, and over multiple administrations, Democrat and Republican, they have these secured in civil detention camps all over the America, including underground, ready to have the red, your dead list, the blue list, and the green list all taken care of. Right? People say, "Dr. Deagle, you're making it up." I said, "I wish."
These are the camps in, what is it? Arizona?
Everywhere. They're everywhere.
And New Mexico.
Listen, I'll tell you what happened. In 1981, I had an intel agent from the Canadian Security Intelligence Agency, CSIS, who actually is one of my patients in Calgary. And he said, "Hey, Deagle, I know you're a really curious guy." I said, "Yeah, I am." He said, "I want you to go to the Blood Indian Reserve." I said, "Well, why would I do that?" He says, "Because you're going to see a really big damn camp." I said, "What do you mean a big damn camp?" He said, "You just go out there." I said, "It's like desert country. There's not even a blade of grass growing out there. It's where they have the Blood Indians have these big oil refineries and everything, where they get a ton of oil, because there's tons of oil in Alberta, by the way." So I said, "What am I going to see out there?" He said, "You're going to see the biggest damn civil detention camp you ever saw in your life. It's going to go for miles and miles." I said, "What?" I said, "Who is it for?" He said, "Americans." He said, "You're kidding." He said, "No, there's a rail line running out both from the states." He said, "When they're going to finally declare martial law down there, they're going to bring all their carcasses up here and put them in a civil detention camp in Alberta, Canada." So guess what I did? Being an every bugger, I took my car. This is 39 years ago. I take my car out to the Blood Indian Reserve, which is way out freaking near the foothills in Alberta. And I got to the top of a hill, a mountain, and I looked around and I was like, "Holy shit." This camp went for miles and miles. You could see buildings and guard stations and everything. I thought, "Damn." And all of a sudden, I saw some trucks starting to head toward me and going like crazy. And of course, I had one of these, I had a T-Bird that has an extra engine block and everything, and I can go well over 100 miles an hour. I'm going like some bitch to get away from these buggers, because I knew they were after me. That camp was so damn big, so I got back to the next week, and he came in and he said, "I can tell from the look on your face you went out there, Deagle." And I said, "Yeah, I did." He said, you know, you nearly got me freaking killed or put in a civil detention camp myself. She said, I know. He said, I figured you'd survive. So, you know, this is before I even got turned into a spook 26 years ago. This is 39 years ago. So, I never told that story on the air before, but people have to understand, God had my daytimer. People said, well, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, God had my daytimer. He said, you know what? I'm going to take that sorry carcass Deagle, who's nervy and tough as hell, and he's a descendant of Moses and some of the toughest people on the earth, and I'm going to make him my secret weapon, like a titanium info spear against the world and the Satan. And I'm going to aim his carcass at all this stuff and show him all this stuff. You know, if I wasn't saved, I'm a saved Christian, I would have committed suicide decades ago. But because I'm saved and doing God's will, I am fearless and dangerous as hell. And people got to understand what I know, and I'm only giving a teeny-weeny fraction of what I know, is so damn scary. People think, well, that's just your opinion, Deagle. I said, you know what? My life is not open to your damned opinion. That wasn't very funny when I went out there to the Blood Indian Reserve and saw that. That was not funny at all. What do you think?
That's the area of, what is it, the Athabascan?
Basin there, right? It's down in southern Alberta near the British Columbia boundary.
Okay,
before you get
right
to the mountains, and it's like, and it's so friggin' dry there. There's, I mean, the gravel's dry. I mean, it's like little fine gravel, and there's not a friggin' blade of grass or anything growing there.
Like a real desert.
It's a desert, man, and I'll tell you, and there's tons of oil wells out there because there's giant oil reserves there called the, and the Blood Indians made a lot of money. I took care of some of these guys that come in from the Blood Indian Reserve to my office in Calgary. And they had so much money in cash, they come in and take a roll of cash and buy a car and then crash it because they were alcoholics, right? And you got to remember, Indians can't break down alcohol. They don't have alcohol dehydrogenase, so they get...
Yeah, when they don't have the enzyme. Right?
Yeah, they don't have the enzyme to break down alcohol, so when they get drunk, they get like more drunk than a normal white man can.
Lethal.
Yeah, lethal drunk. And they actually, because they're flaccid when they have a car accident, they survive the damn thing, and they destroy these big, very expensive trucks, and they go out with a roll of cash and buy another one next week.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah.
So
where are we going? Where are we going? I'll tell you where we're going. Number one,
right,
I have had a hell of a time getting through to Trump, and I didn't get any support from Ron Klatz or Bob Goldman because he didn't want me to show my qualifications or my experience or all the technology I have to identify people with scalar technology, suppress it with my first line kit and other things, or proper quarantine, which has to be 30 days, but by the way, quarantine is not isolation. There's two different things. Quarantine, you can quarantine someone in their own home. Isolation is where you put them in a civil detention camp. What they're doing in China is they're doing both, quarantine and isolation, and it's not stopping the damn thing. It's dropping the R-naught from 6.7 to 3.7. This is not going to stop. It's going to consume the communist Chinese regime. 5 million companies, the chain of production of parts for almost all these companies in Europe and elsewhere in Asia and everything, is stopped. It's dead. You look at the satellite photos and you say, oh my God, there's nobody even going outside. They can't. They're not allowed to go on the road. They can't go to a restaurant. They can't even go and buy groceries. How the hell are they going to survive? I don't know. And the military are themselves freaking. That's why this guy contacted your buddy, Pete Schifani, and I want to get Pete on maybe over the weekend because obviously he's not answering. I called him half a dozen times, and he's the guy that you said was Nicaraguan, but he's actually worked with DARPA, so he obviously must be an intel guy. And he got a contact from China about one of these guys that actually is freaked out. Now remember, everybody's got red lines, even if you're communist, atheistic Chinese. You might say, I'll do this and that, but there's a certain line that nobody will cross, right? Everybody's got what I call red lines, right? And obviously he contacted Pete or told him, hey, this is what they're doing now. If someone they suspect is sick, even before they get a temperature on their forehead or you think they got the virus, we just shoot to kill and put them in a body bag or put them in a civil detention, you know, in a mass grave and burn the hell out of their bodies, which is why our satellites are picking up so much sulfur dioxide by satellite. We can pick it up on our satellites. So it's not just an extra 1,200 here dead and that kind of thing. It's tens of thousands dead. So whatever number you can take, these guys are lying like crazy. When I hear Fauci talking, he's got this very blank face. You know? He's talking to this lady broadcaster on Fox. She says, I don't know if that's believable. And obviously she's not like, you know, Judge Pirro who really go for it because she's Syrian like me, right? But this lady broadcaster started to get a little enraged. You can tell, you're lying to me, aren't you, Fauci? Oh, yeah, they got control. Our scientific team's gone in there. We're working well. The communist Chinese are very open for our help. I'm thinking, you're so full of crap. If you tilt forward, the bullshit's going to come out of your mouth rather than your rectum. I mean, it really is disgusting to hear this guy Fauci talking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now I have a question, okay? President Xi, okay, is he actually the health minister now as a result of the seizure and the firing of the health...
Of course he is. He's fired them, and they're all just kind of like minions on his team now. And he knows it's totally out of control. The Communist Party is under attack. There's a number of people in middle and upper ranks. They're probably going to take these guys and kill them in their sleep. It's just like dealing with our guy in North Korea. The reason why he doesn't do what Donald Trump wants is because there's other people in his own party who will probably kill him in his sleep if he tries to do something that they don't like. Because these are, you know, extreme communists. Remember now, North Korea was one of the last minions of the Soviet Empire, right?
Right.
So, if you think Kim, who was trained in Switzerland, wants to do all this crap, you're delusional. Kim is just, he's evil, all right. But everybody's got red lines, including Kim. He's probably terrified now that if he does something that his overlords don't like, including in his own party, they'll just kill him in his sleep.
I believe that's what happened to his father, correct?
Right.
On a train, if my information is correct.
Right. Well, look what they did to his brother. Remember,
right.
His brother was at a Disneyland, I think it was was it Hong Kong? Hong Kong Disneyland?
Yeah, right. It was.
Played two women that actually played spray VX nerve gas in his face,
right,
in the park.
That was at the airport.
At the airport. They played it at the airport, and he died within minutes, and they wonder what the hell happened. And these women don't even know what the hell they're dealing with because it'll kill them too. But they're so stupid, they give him like $90 and here, go spray this in this guy's face, and here's his picture.
Right.
And he did it, and he died.
And throw a plastic bag over his head for good measure. So, I actually saw that assassination.
Right. It was actually videotaped. You know that, right?
Right. Exactly. So, and I couldn't believe it because all your listeners know my history with VX gas.
Right.
And so,
you got to understand how VX works. It's what's called VX is what's called an immediate neuromuscular junction blocker, right?
Yes, absolutely, synaptic gutter.
Right, synaptic blocker, but it blocks the neuromuscular junctions as well. Now, I took care of a guy 48 years ago that worked on the T-virus, which is a slower virus that actually causes neuromuscular blockade and suffocation within hours, which is a lot sneakier. In other words, they give you a cold, and all of a sudden you get really weak, and you can't move, and then you can't even breathe, and you suffocate. And he told me that one canister at 40,000 feet between Boston and Washington would kill everybody within that entire area. Everybody would die within 24 hours of suffocation from neuromuscular blockade caused by the T-virus. And when it got out of containment, all of his buddies were incinerated at 2,000 degrees because he was sick one day in 10 years. And he decided to quit there, and he came to be a bacteriologist at Dalhousie from Halifax, from Rutgers in New Jersey.
Now, is he still alive?
I haven't contacted him since. Maybe I'll try to talk to him someday. Most people see are not as brave as Deagle. People say, why are you still alive, Deagle? Because I said, I'm so nuts. Even the dark side is scaring me. In fact, I've actually had people that are high-level Masons come to me and say, Deagle, you're one of us, aren't you? You know more than even my overlords. I said, you know what? You're a crazy, demonic asshole, and you're going to go to hell. And they look at me like, what do you mean, Deagle? You're a white hat, aren't you? And I'm thinking, you know, this is how evil their organization is. They think if you're telling the truth and telling people, you're preparing people to be willing victims. Do you know that? That's how screwed up their freaking religion is. They think you're telling them so that you can prepare them because they reject the truth. Therefore, they're willing to be a victim of the demonic ceremony of sacrificing them. Is that bizarre or what?
Sure, where to start on that.
There's no place to start. You know what you do is you swallow and you try not to choke on your own tongue. The problem I see is that people think, well, I think I can quantitate Deagle. I am a box agnostic. You cannot put me in a box. I'm a doctor. I'm a prophet. I'm an apostle. I'm a scientist. I'm an astrophysicist. I'm a nuclear technologist. I'm a bioweaponeer. I'm a surgeon. I'm a medical doctor. And I have expertise in artificial intelligence. God made me intellectually and spiritually Superman because the average mind cannot conceive and understand what I know. The average mind, if they actually could connect to my mind, their brain would go, and you'd see fire and smoke coming out of their ears.
Well, what I would say, if I was going to start anywhere, is what my new show is going to be about. Okay, Cui Bono. All right.
Right, right. And have me on your show once in a while. And by the way, see if you can get those idiots at NPR to be brave enough to call Deagle. You know, I want to play them. Although my wife didn't like the song, I want to bring it back on Genesis when I go there. It's going to be Sarah Bareilles today. I want to see you be brave. I like that song. Because most people aren't brave enough to actually be brave or stupid enough to call into my show and disagree with me. Now, I don't mind people disagreeing if they have evidence and logic. You can have grade 3. But if you have an ad hominem attack because you hate Deagle's guts, come into my cage and I'm going to give you a whipping of your life. And I'm not nice. The word nice and Deagle should never be mixed together. There's not a nice molecule in my entire body. People say, well, Deagle, you're not very likable. I said, I don't expect you to be likable. Do you think any prophet in the Old Testament was likable? Pick out a prophet from you know, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Moses, who also got really angry. You know, God got angry with him when he struck the ground 3 times and God said, you're not even going to go into the Holy Land. Think of even people like Habakkuk, right? The cook. He said things that the average person, a leader in that nation, would be totally ticked off at him, you know? If you think as someone who speaks for God makes people like them, you're an idiot. Anybody who speaks for God is going to tick off anybody who listens, aren't they?
Now, who are we speaking about?
Everybody. Every single prophet in the Old and New Testament. All the prophets, all the apostles. Nobody that speaks for God is liked. If you think they're liked, you're a moron.
Now, I was going to say, on my next show, I'm going to deal with some here and now situations. And the first one's going to be Julian Assange, okay? We all know who he is and what the situation is as he affects
Julian, I expect, I'll tell you what, they offered Julian Assange, was on the news I saw this morning, they offered him a pardon if he'll come to America and say that he did not agree with the idea that the intelligence was actually used to actually, that Trump was trying to work with the Russians and all this stuff. And if he agrees to that, which is a minor thing, Trump is going to give him a pardon for something like 18 different counts against the intelligences here in America, and he'll get the hell out of Britain. The British are friggin' nuts. These are disgusting people. Do you know what the British just did? Do you know what they just did in Britain with their health care? Starting April Fool's Day, April 1st?
I'm never quite sure how to answer that because a very good friend who was of mine, he had worked for MI6.
Do you know what they're going to do in healthcare on April 1st of this year in Britain? You know what they're going to do?
And he was trying to tell me, this good friend, and I couldn't make heads or tails of it.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, real simple. If you disagree with the government on any social media or anything, you get disallowed from having health care and will not give you a drug or any treatment, even if you're dying in a British hospital, according to national health care. Do you know that, April 1st? You disagree, you die. In other words, it's called a disagreeable death. Son of a bitch, we don't have to go to communist China or Russia. They're British friggin' assholes, excuse my English, are going to say, if you disagree with us, we're going to take away your health care and you can friggin' die in your own spit and vomit. To hell with you.
Okay, I think that's what my good friend was trying to translate to me about their health.
Well, I untranslated. I explained in simple, ugly terms. Anyway, we got to go soon because I got to get my next guest up. And I want to get you back on the weekend, but I want to get you guys, Pete Stefani, on. Because, and by the way, I'm going to get that video together. Once I do get it together for Barbara Honegger, we're going to play it. April Gallup, or I'm going to bring April back on the show if I can track her down. I'm trying to track her down and bring her back on because I have a very good memory. I get so many panic emails from Barbara Honegger about needing that email, needing that audio, needing the audio. My memory's completely back of that interview of years ago. and I know exactly, almost word for word, what was said. And let me tell you, this is what I call the nutcracker for the New World Order. If we get April on and other people like yourself and myself and Cody Snodgrass, there's going to be a lot of people, including Mr. Barr, that are going to go to prison because they're covering up 9/11, including a lot of people in the administration of George Bush Jr. and Susan Rice and others that knew 9/11 was an inside job. They collaborated on this, didn't they?
And that's what I was going to say is Glenn Greenwald, okay, we all know who Glenn Greenwald is, and he's a good friend, actually, because he actually met me first time at the National Press Club in Washington,
right,
and said, yes, I believe what you say about Abu Ghraib prison and what's going on there.
Right, here's what's going to happen, though.
And
well,
so,
people, I raised this question with Barbara because, you know, I said, do you know where this is going and what the consequences are going to be? Are you prepared for the hellfire that's going to happen when we release all this information? And Dan Sheehan and others and the so-called 43 attorneys on this grand jury start opening up this can of ugly worms. Are you ready for what's going to happen? A lot of people are totally delusional. They think, well, be okay. I say, are you kidding? If they can get away with it, they'll do what's called fostercide. Have you ever heard of fostercide before?
Well, it's the same thing happened to Adnan Khashoggi.
Okay. Right, they foster-sided him. They not only cut him up, they threw his body parts into acid fluoride and dissolved them. Okay.
I'm sorry, I said his uncle, Jamal Khashoggi.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So you got to understand, I want people to understand, when you're doing something that really ticks off the dark side, they have no problem cutting you up and burning your ashes and burning and actually taking your body parts and dissolving them in hydrofluoric acid. Duh. They don't want anybody getting an autopsy there. It might open up the can of worms with the fact of how they killed you.
Yes, just ask Hillary Clinton. And
right, that's why I call her Hitlery Rotten Clinton. She's not Hillary. Hitlery. Hitlery Rotten.
Okay. And I am going to be speaking about Bradley Manning, or a.k.a. Chelsea Manning.
All these people, by the way, they're all going to get pardons from Trump. And Trump is really going to get hellfire from these idiots. There's several of them on Fox News. Some of these women that are on there, they're actually trying to defend some of the craziness that's going on by this Democratic judge that actually tried to charge Art Stone for 9 years plus. These judges need to be wearing orange jumpsuits. For damn sake, they need to go to prison.
In striped pajamas, at least.
Yeah, they need to be in prison for good. They have no yard time. They got a steel toilet. They got gruel for food. They don't get any freaking television. And they don't get no books and no book tours. How's that?
How about cell phones?
No cell phone. No connections to the real world. No yard time and no sunlight. How's that?
Well, I don't think Roger Stone would be tough enough to handle that environment.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think Roger's going to spend a weekend in prison. I guarantee you, right now, what's happening is they're going to actually ask for another trial. What's going to happen to Mr. Barr, if he wants to keep his job and not get fired, he's going to just throw this whole thing out. So the judge that tried to pull off this stuff by saying they were going to do another trial, when one of the witnesses is a lying Democratic piece of garbage attorney who made public statements on social media against Roger Stone, who I've interviewed multiple times. These people are friggin' criminals and need to go to jail permanently.
Well, what I see happening is comparable to what George W. Bush had happen with Scooter Libby.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, I got to run because I got to bring on my next guest. We're going to have you back on Saturday, Saturday afternoon. Remember, we are now 3 weeks into the tribulation. This is the apocalypse, which means the unveiling. So if you disagreed with us in the past, come into our cage match and do be disagreeable, because it's going to hurt. It'll leave a mark.
And if you don't mind me saying so, in my new show, Cui Bono, ask two words. Who benefits?
I got a new name. I got a new name for my show. It's called Nutramedical Report. No more Deagle Dangerfield.
Okay, Bill.
Remember Dangerfield? He always got no respect. My day, it's going to be no more Deagle Dangerfield. I mean, no more respect. I'm no longer a man of lick spittle. How's that?
Well, hopefully you didn't have eyes like his or Adam Schiff's.
So. No, don't worry. I have eyes that are very piercing, but they're nice. But the thing is, there's a kindness to me, but there's also a toughness. And you know, I'm your best friend, but your worst enemy. As I say, if you get on my wrong side, you'd be better off having the devil himself after you than Deagle.
Well, thank you for the show, Bill.
Take care of my brother. And by the way, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech HaOlam, may the Lord bless you, prophet and apostle. May they start to recognize you not just as an intel agency that's ripping across the shroud of evil on our society and our geopolitical system, but as one saying, this is the end of the secular age of mankind, and if we, America, do not repent, we shall be destroyed. Amen.
Now, on a closing note, I'm going to try to reach Mr. Scofani, okay, Mr. Nicaragua himself.
Yeah, you get a hold of him, and you get him on the show here, and we'll bring him back on. We'll bring him on the show tomorrow.
I'm going to try to have him call you directly.
Yeah, have him call me on Saturday. That's the day after tomorrow. Okay. We'll bring him up and tell him to be brave. You know what? If necessary, I'll play that song by, you know, I Want to See You Be Brave, you know that song?
Yes.
A lot of people think they're brave. They haven't met Deagle. I mean, I take bravery. I work with Delta Force and say, Deagle, you're nuts, brave man. I said, you know what? You're one of us. I said, yeah, you got military DNA in you. I said, yeah. I said, I am totally fearless.
Well, that will remain to be seen. But
no, it's been seen. I've been through living hell and been resurrected multiple times. Believe me. The devil tried to take Deagle. After a bunch of resurrections, I got my stars. I got my resurrection stars on my soul. How's that?
While you're at it, why don't you ask our president, President Trump, okay, if he's so brave, first of all, the situation with him masquerading as a military man, okay, being liberated by former by the president, Vladimir Putin, okay? That's what's coming out now, okay? That's what's on the rumor mill.
This idea of being liberated by Putin is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why he was being liberated by high-level Masons who wanted him to be Apollyon Rising and bring a new world order. And in fact, at the rate he's going, if he continues to get this treaty and everything done with Netanyahu, he'll be considered king of Israel within a matter of months to a couple of years. And he will be the Antichrist. So Trump either becomes a good guy and we get through to the bugger, or he's going to become literally the physical representation of the Antichrist of the Bible. That's what we're facing here.
All right. Well.
So in other words, do you think Hillary Clinton was bad? If we don't get through to Trump and he continues to have the minions run around him and do him what he's going to do, that Hillary Clinton will seem like an angel compared to what Trump's becoming. How's that?
Well, let me see. Remember, Hillary Clinton gives the orders, and she requests that favors be done by the Knesset. Knesset issues the orders to Donald Trump. End of story.
Yeah, I know that. She's the highest level female warlock in the Western world. I got to run. Got to bring in my next guest, so we'll have you on Saturday. Take care.
Remember, L3.